On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
So it's going to remain dry for most with large amounts of cloud, but there will be some sunny spells as well this afternoon. There might be a few showers creeping inland and it's going to feel rather chilly actually with 9 degrees. Tonight dry with patchy cloud but also clear spells. These are going to be especially on along western areas of the borough. Going to feel quite windy as well, with temperatures falling close to freezing in rural areas. A minimum temperature of 2 degrees. And then tomorrow is going to be cloudy, bright sunny spells. A chance of an isolated shower throughout the day, but not feeling too bad. With a maximum temperature of 12 degrees. And the outlook for Monday to Wednesday. Monday will be cloudy with outbreaks of mainly light rain spreading southeastwards. Tuesday, heavy showers, longer spells of rain, and Wednesday, pretty much the same. Temperatures generally slightly below average, but as we know, that could change. We'll make sure we keep you updated.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
The second hour of the weekend wind-up. It's great to have your company today. Hope you're having a great Saturday. You are listening to Phoenix 98 FM. Tintin out there with Shelley Nelson. Here's where the story ends. So how you doing? Hope you're having a great weekend. Thanks for sticking with me and tuning in. Really appreciate it. And I hope you're having a lovely Saturday. I want to say hello to a couple of people. Sarah's messaging to say, feeling a little bit under the weather today. I've had quite a busy week and it's taking its toll. So just chilled out with some snacks in between the TV, a book and listening to yourselves. That's marvellous. Sometimes you just need those sort of days. Just rest up. Hope you feel better soon. And thanks for tuning in. Michelle also messaged in to say, loving the music today. Doing a deep clean of the house. Decided to have a bit of a purge and throw everything away. Doesn't it feel good when you're doing that? Oh, the most amazing thing. So have a great weekend, Michelle. Hope I'm keeping you company. For those regular listeners of mine who are listening, you know the saga of the bathroom. Oh, yes. For newer listeners, this is... I had a bathroom rip out and it went disastrously wrong. All the pipework needed refitting and a 3 or 4 day job took into a 2.5 week job. No hot water, nothing. But anyway, we're moving on. It's all been done and it's finished. And the new shower cubicle is in and it's working and it just needs decorating now. But the bathroom is... There was a few little hiccups this week that I wasn't expecting. I'm not going to go into details because I'm moved on from it now because it's caused an inordinate amount of stress. But yes, the bathroom is up and running.
So all of the going into people's houses and using the showers and stuff like that is now finished, and we are back in the house normally. So thank you. I've had a couple of people ask me, actually. I think people were kind of swerving it. They were just looking at me in the eye because they knew I was ready to explode about it. But yes, it's all good. It's all good. I'm sure people are going through far worse than me and my bathroom are. But yeah, it's been a little bit stressful. But thank you anyway for those people that have checked in. Now, coming up, we do have some guests coming into the studio over the next couple of days. I think you might enjoy them. So on Tuesday, on the breakfast show, Mike's going to be joined in the studio by local singer Kaylee Walker. Then on Eat My Brunch between 10 and 1 every weekday, Michelle this week is going to be joined in the studio on Tuesday by musician Stephen Foster Pilkington. And then finally on Wednesday, the 24th, on 123, country pop singer Jodie McKay is going to be playing live in the studio. And lots of guests there, and there's many more as well coming up, including a couple on my show as well. So if you want to check us out, please do. You can go onto the website, www.phoenixfm.com, and have a look at the schedule and see what's coming up. So, yeah, our job is to entertain you, so if you've got any suggestions of people you might want to see, do get in touch and let us know. Coming up very, very soon, we have today's cover from Another. But before that, a little bit of disco.
Looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel, and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full ATOL and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out, with two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
We'll be right back. Phoenix FM travel news.
Okay, ladies, travel update for you. Roads still looking busy now. The earlier problems on the A128 on the Ongar Road as you head towards the Robin Hood pub. Still in place, I'm afraid. They're the temporary roadworks. There was an accident there earlier this morning, as well as you know, which has now been cleared, but traffic is still built up. It's slightly less than it was earlier, but still very, very heavy, so be mindful of that before heading out. Now, also on the N25 Brook Street roundabout, the slip road onto the main road heading into High Street is still congested because of roadworks, so avoid the area if at all possible. As well, Rayleigh Road, Shenfield, very, very heavy around the station as well. No major problems from what I can see. Just looks like it is weekend traffic. Now, London Underground, there are minor delays on the Piccadilly line and Victoria line, with a part closure on the Docklands Light Railway and a planned closure this evening on the Waterloo and City line. Services on Greater Anglia into Liverpool Street running okay today. Services into Fenchurch Street on C2C. There are timetable alterations due to engineering works. Now, the impacted stations are on the Basildon line, and service is going to be diverted non-stop by an alternative route between Barking and Pitsea. Rail replacement will be in place between Upminster and Pitsea via Langdon. So make sure you check with C2C before heading out, because those rail replacement services tend to be only 1 hour, so you want to make sure you get in the timings right, so you're not hanging around. So check out C2C directly for the most updated times. When this was this early, very early 80s, maybe 79, 80, something like that. God, I haven't heard that in years. Big shout out to Mary for suggesting that. Thank you so much. And my God, that's a blast in the past, isn't it? So anyway, moving on swiftly, today's a cover from another. So I don't know if you managed to get a chance this week, but there was a fantastic documentary, might have been on BBC 4, on the Pet Shop Boys and their kind of their chronological order of music and how they formed and how they could come together. And I've always been a big Pet Shop Boys fan, and I love their music. It's exactly me and what I'm looking for in music, so I've always been a huge fan of theirs. But this documentary was really fascinating, how they kind of, you know, how they met, their creative ideas, their influences and everything. So, and also the people they work with. So it just got me thinking about this week's cover from another. And I picked one of the versions, their songs that have been covered by an absolute icon. Not the one by Dusty Springfield, actually, that everyone automatically would think it's going to be. It's another one which was an album track, so it may have passed you by, but I rather like it, so I thought I'd play it for you today. So do let me know which version you prefer. You can email me, radio@phoenixfm.com, or hit me up on social media the week and wind up to let me know if there's a preference for you today, and we'll see how this goes, but I hope you enjoy these.
We'll be right back.
There we go. That's today's cover from another. So the original of the song written and performed by the Pet Shop Boys, the cover version by Liza Minnelli from her Results album. Do let me know which version you prefer. You can email me radio@phoenixfm.com or find me on social media that we can wind up. Yeah, today's going to be quite interesting because I know there's a lot of Liza fans out there, but there's also a lot of Pet Shop Boys fans as well. So it'll be interesting to see how this goes. And yeah, any suggestions for next week's cover from another, do please get in touch. Always happy to put something to the list.
I could be a doctor and I could be a nurse. I think I see the problem, it's only gonna get worse. I'm in that medication, just show me where it hurts. I need to rock you, baby, before your body burns. Let me work it out.
down. Trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you gotta have showers, baby. So when you hear the thunder, don't go under a tree. They'll prepare to show me heaven for you.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leyalina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you have talent, but nowhere to show it off? Do you have stage fright?
Stage fright.
Our online talent show mobile app contest from the comfort of your home. Singers, dancers, rappers, comedians. Download TK Talent Show and try to win a weekly cash prize. Winners can receive up to $100. All talent is welcome. Download TK Talent Show now. TK Talent Show.
Phoenix FM.
Yeah, welcome back to the show. Now, I just want to give you a bit of an update. A couple of weeks ago, I was fortunate to meet again the most delightful couple, a gentleman called Lord Martin Rose and his wonderful wife, Penny. Now, they organise, it's hard to explain what it is, but I'll go through it. They're celebrity charity events, and they're always at a really prestigious venue, hotel in London. And what they do is they raise funds for this these are most amazing causes. And they hosted one last weekend for the Liam Taylor legacy. Now, I don't know the full details of this, but I think Liam Taylor was a young man, sadly, whose life was cut short due to knife crime. I think that was it. Apologies if it's not the correct thing, Martin, if you are listening in. But basically, they hosted the event last week. Loads of celebrities went along. They had the opportunity to bid in an auction on loads of good celebrity memorabilia. There were people like Tom Conti, Anne Hegarty, people like that. Loads and loads of celebrities there. And I'm really pleased to say that for the Liam Taylor legacy, they raised £3,900, which is stunning, isn't it? And that goes towards buying 39 life-saving bleed bags. Now, these bags, check them out. They are essential if somebody has been stabbed or injured. These bags literally mean the difference between life and death in many cases, because what they can do is they can stem the wound and stem the bleeding and support until you get medical intervention. So really, really, it's such a worthy cause. And I just want to give a big shout out because, you know, things are hard for lots and lots of people at the moment, particularly financially, and yet to see people still giving money and making donations and to such worthy causes is outstanding. So I'm hoping to see Martin and Penny at some stage. I know they are going to do some sort of celebrity handover with the cheque, which will be great. But if you are listening, guys, just say, well done, you make such a difference, and I'm sure it's going to make a difference to people's lives.
And the fear of the
There we go. Swing out sister there. Am I the same girl? A couple of shout outs to people. Tom, listening. How are you doing, mate? You all right? Hope you're good. Tom's out and about today. He said, driving around making deliveries today, but got me in the van listening out. Love that. Enjoy yourself, my friend. Have a great weekend. Don't work too hard. And also a big shout out as well to Jess, who's listening, saying, I'm listening to you while we're decorating today. You've already fended off two arguments. Ah, you see, decorating. It's not good, is it? You know, I am to decorating what I am to ballet, really, quite frankly. I am just literally next to useless. I really am. And I do try. I can paint all right, but that's about it. And I don't suppose there's any skill in painting, is there? Mind you, a load of painter decorator is going to be on at me now. But I can't do it. And I'd sooner just have to either leave it or pay someone to do it, quite frankly. But you know, it's good luck with it and what you're doing, and hope it goes well. Right, we are heading towards the news now, and after that we'll have the final hour of the weekend wind up, some more shout outs for you, today's take five, more great music, the weather, and loads of stuff. So make sure you stay tuned to Phoenix FM, and I will see you soon. You take care, and I will see you as we head up towards the news. And you can guess I'm filling in now. I'm trying to move the timing. There we go. This is Ray with Worth It.
Was a boat, could you steer that sailor? Make it feel like it's a 1960s Hollywood trailer. Classic like cars, classic like Elizabeth Taylor. Could you to romance me? I need a give and not a take.
Who's what I need is cause I love you. If I really wanted to, you could be my glass of wine.
Let me exhale my exes. Baby, would you?
Would you make it alright? Or maybe that much better.
If you wanted, you could make it all
worth it. Ooh.
When I see the sunrise of you, make it that much better. So if you're gonna make it all worth it.
Ooh. Worth all of the time I'm about to give you, baby.
So I hope you're gonna make it all
worth it.
Something about it's making me cry.
My soul, it did decide.
Feel my body shuffle in your one eye. Let me have the time of my life.
To credentials, self-residentials. Ooh, baby boy, you got so much potential.
Baby, would you? Chardonnay 2016, baby. So when I could dream, baby, somehow I'll still catch a pie.